Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great priest that is passing to the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Lord, as you go before us, Lord, we do, God, take authority over every hindrance spirit, every distraction. Everything is not like you. Amen. We curse you, Satan, and your host, and command you to get out. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. That's the way we have to do it. Amen. How? Because he's going to follow you on the trail. Oh, yeah. He'll follow you. You got to take authority of. You got to know when you feel him. It's not somebody. I said, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It's the devil. And he used people, but it's the devil behind it. Amen. And sometimes it's just hindering spirits. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. We'll talk about today. God's grace is sufficient for me. Amen. I'll say that again. Might not settle too well with some. Get our minds in. God's grace is sufficient for me. Amen. Amen. In other words, it's enough for me. That's what sufficient means. It means it's enough. God's grace is enough for me. We don't think so sometimes. But God's grace is, amen, sufficient for us. His strength is made perfect in our weakness, amen. And that's what he told Paul, amen. Paul sought the Lord, amen, 3 times that he would move, amen, the thorn, amen, that was in his flesh. Hallelujah. Some people may identify the thorn as being, some people say, he had weak eyes. He had this and that and other. But Paul was a powerful man of God. I mean, he could lay hands on himself and be healed. I mean, the Bible don't actually say that. People say that, but the Bible don't say it. It was a messenger. God sent a messenger. It was a messenger from Satan to buffet him. Amen. To buffet means to strike you. It's like to fight you. It's something that he was going through. There was a constant conflict. You got stuff in your life. It's a constant conflict. Amen. 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 We won't get into all of that, but we know that Paul besought the Lord. Amen. And he's besought the Lord and saying, Lord, evidently it was something he could not do, so he was beseeching the Lord to do it. Amen. Lord, and you got things in your life, but I got things in my life that you cannot do anything with. You done prayed over. You done probably fast over. You done sought the Lord, but it's like you still see, amen, this thing before you. Somebody give God a praise. And he said, my grace is sufficient. Now, I ain't talking about something that you bought up on yourself. Amen. If you did something to harm yourself, you might be suffering from wrong doing it. So you can learn. Don't do that. Get that straight. But there's some things, amen, that come your way and my way that, amen, has nothing to do with you. What you done is just something that the devil have put in your way, have done something to you. Amen. You got to know the difference. Paul knew the difference. That's why he could have got something out of his way. He could have took up, but he know this right here, whatever, what, he couldn't get it out of his way. So he prayed to the Lord. Amen. Would you move this? And sometimes we ask the Lord, would you change this? Would you move this? And it's almost like, did we say anything or not? We don't see no results. Amen. And when you got things in your life, when you don't see no results, when you pray and you know you're really trying to live right and pray right, you can ask the Lord. Amen. And God, one night, sometimes he may not just do what you ask him to do, but he would give you an answer. Amen. Amen. He told Paul, didn't he give Paul an answer? Amen. He didn't ignore Paul. God would not ignore you either. Amen. You got to make sure you tune into hearing him. Amen. Like I said, if it's something that you can control, if God told you to do certain things, you didn't do it, then you brought it upon yourself. I don't think you can say, Lord, have mercy upon me and help me to do the right thing next time. But if you sit there and got something come against you, you know you don't have anything to do with it. It's actually attack of the devil. You can talk to the Lord just like Paul did. Amen. And the Lord, whether he changed it or not, he must give you an answer. And he gave Paul an answer. And he said, my grace is sufficient for you. Sufficient means enough. God is saying, if I give you grace to go through it, you can go through it. Because I'll give you everything you need to get through it until I change it. Amen. Said, my grace is sufficient for thee. He said, and for my strength is made perfect in weakness. God said, when you feel like I can't make it no further, when you feel so weak, God said, I stand up in you with strength. I will pour strength into you. You know, a long time ago, I remember I used to pray. I used to think a long time ago, I'm thinking like, I don't want to ask God for strength to keep going through the same thing. I don't want you to strengthen me to keep going the same thing. Let's move me out of this. That's what I used to say. But how many know you can't tell God what to do? Because he's working it out for your good. Amen. Amen. Sometimes when the Lord allow us to go through different things and challenges, and we got all of us out, got all kind of challenges in our life. When some things look like they just won't do, not go anywhere, that's something God is using that situation to perfect you. It said, my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in weakness. And Paul came to the point, he found out that God wasn't going to move that thorn that was in his flesh. He wasn't going to move that messenger that was sent by Satan to aggravate him. There's things in your life that come to aggravate you. And God sometimes allowed this to stew right there to do its job. If it's to bring you to closer to God, if it's to make you a better person, or whatever it's doing, that one thing is doing it all just for you. Somebody give God a praise. Jesus. And when God's will is accomplished in your life, then that won't be there no more. But I'm not guaranteed something else might be. But that will be gone. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. And it said, most gladly, Paul said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. Paul said, I've learned how to praise God in my infirmities. Glory means to praise. Hey, if you can't praise him, amen, you got to wait till everything gets right before you praise him, amen. You don't have the real praise. But Paul said, I will glory in my infirmity, in my weaknesses, things I cannot change. I'm going to glorify God anyway. Amen. He said, I would rather, he said, after I found out that you are not going to change this, I might as well get busy praising you. Amen. And that's the way we ought to do too. Amen. When you find out that something's not changing as quick as you think it all changed, when God's going to see what you're doing, he'll say, you know, are you following me for the fish and the loaves? Are you following me and praising me because you really love me? Or are you going to praise? Anybody can praise God when your cupboard is full of food, when you have a lot of money in your pocket. Amen. When your body's in good health, anybody can give God a good praise. But can you praise God in those circumstances or not like that? Amen. Hallelujah. He said, but most gladly, therefore, will I glory. In other words, will I praise in my weaknesses, in my infirmities. It said, as I praise God in my infirmities, Bible said the power of God is going to rest upon me. Amen. God inhabits the praises of his people. That's why we are so intently in here about giving God, worshiping him in spirit and truth, giving him the praise, because God will come down to you where you at and his glory will rest upon you. Somebody give God a praise. Paul said, most would I in glory, I would glory in my infirmities. Amen. And like I said, the message, topic of this message today is, amen, God's grace is sufficient for me. And the God's grace, in other words, is enough for me. You have to tell yourself and tell your circumstances, those things that you are concerned about, God's grace. If he has not changed it, God's grace is going to be enough for me, amen, to go through it. Amen. And if I would give a subtopic today, and I don't give a lot of them most of the time, I would say grace to endure. Because you're going to need, and I'm going to need grace to endure. Amen. The race wasn't given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong. But they that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. You're going to need grace, and I'm going to need grace to hold out until our change comes. Somebody ought to give God a praise. And in the book of Hebrews, it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest. Amen. Who's that high priest? Jesus. A great high priest that is passed into the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God. It said, let us hold fast to our profession. In other words, God is saying, hold on to the faith. keep the faith, fight the good fight of faith, lay a hold on eternal life. God said, hold on to your perfection. Your perfection, in other words, hold on to your calling, hold on to your position that you are in, and hold on to the vow that you made to the Lord. Somebody say, I made a vow to the Lord, and I'm not going to take it back. May hold on to your occupation, hold on to the way that God has taken you. Amen. Hold on, hold on. Can you look at somebody and say, hold on?
Hold on.
Hold on. Amen. Until your change comes. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you.
Hold fast. It said, hold fast. Amen. Amen. To your our profession. It said, for we have not a high priest. God said, I'm not like a high priest that cannot be touched with your infirmity. That's what the word means. Not. He said, I'm not like, in other words, like, I don't know what's going on with you. I know everything what's going with you, on with you. I know the little details as well as the big detail. God knows the hair. If he said, I know the hair that are nimmer on your head, and we don't even know the hair that's nimmer on our head. And he knows them one that fell out too. He knows every strand of hair on your head. So why wouldn't he know about your situation? Amen. God is mindful of us. Who are thou that where God is mindful of me? Who am I that God is mindful of me? God is mindful of me. He can take care of me, you, and the whole world all at the same time. Why? Because he's God. Somebody give God a praise. It says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. I'm so glad that he knows how I feel. Glory to God. I'm so glad when nobody else knows the way that I take, he knows the way that I take. I'm so glad when I can't get encouragement from nothing or nobody else. I'm so glad that he is my encourager. I'm so glad that he's the keeper of my soul. I'm so glad that he's the lifter up of my head. I'm so glad he's my joy in the midst of sorrow. I'm so glad that he's my hope for tomorrow. I'm so glad that he's just a prayer away. I'm so glad he's that friend to stick closer than a brother. I don't have to have 10 people, 9 people, no people around me. God is the friend to stick closer than a brother. I'm so glad that he's my shepherd and he's my guide, and I'm so glad he's with me all the time. Somebody up to give God a praise. I'm so glad that he's my shepherd and I shall not want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I may have need and desire and want for things, but I don't have to keep those needs and desires very long because he'll supply all my need. Somebody give God the praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Amen. God knows about everything that comes your way. There's nothing about the Lord that he doesn't know. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give him a praise. Glory to God. I'm so glad. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. God knows your weakness. He knows the times when you're strong. He knows the times when you get weak. Glory to God. But it said, but in all points, tempted like we are, but yet without sin. Amen. God knows what it feels like to cry. Amen. He knows what it feels like to hurt. Hallelujah. When the weight of the curb, the weight of the world was upon his shoulder, he began to say, Lord, if it be your will, if you can just move this cup. It was too great that he thought it was too great for him to go through it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he went through it for you and he went through it for me. Glory to God. He's touched with the feeling of my infirmities. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry about how nobody knows. I don't have to worry about and think about that people work, know how I feel. You don't have to worry about people. People can't fix your problem anyway. Glory to God. You better look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It said he was not a high priest that could not be, amen, touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but he was tried. He was tempted. He went through tests and he went through trials just like you and just like me. But the Bible said he was without sin. He didn't fall down into the snares and traps of the enemy. And that's what we have to watch. And only way you will not fall into the temptation and snares of the enemy, you have to keep close with the Lord. You got to keep in close communication. Don't lose your communication with the Lord. Don't lose out. Whether you have service, whether you don't have service, God wants to see what you're going to do. Amen. Glory to God. He won't see you. You've been walking with God for a length of time. You ought to be able to, amen, to be able to know how to interact God. You should have a desire for the things of God. I don't know about you. When, amen, sometimes when people, when you don't have church people that do, amen, what to say, do their thing. They get so wrapped up or caught up in it. Then they get caught up in the web. See, if it wasn't needful for you to not forsake and assemble yourself together, it wouldn't be in the Bible. Because those are spiritual things. What they say when the cast weigh, the mouse play, people wait there. In other words, I'm really gonna get down doing my thing then. Amen. But a person that really loves the Lord gonna be trying to find out what I can get close to God. I'm used to serving God certain times. I'm not gonna leave that just a vacant. Amen. Especially if you already down on low hill, you're gonna be on no hill. You already on low hill, and you can about barely make it with the saints come at church. You better pick up a pace, honey. You better be seeking the Lord and say, Lord, I need you, and I need something. Amen. Amen. You know, we don't serve the Lord like the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. You'll find out. If you ain't already found out, you'll start losing some ground in the things of God. Amen. Faith come by hearing. Yes, hearing come by the word of God. Yes, how can you hear unless you hear a preacher? How can they preach unless they be sent? You got to put it in your ear gate throughout the week, not just once a week. Put that word in your ear gate. Amen. If you go a whole week and don't put the word in your ear gate, you don't get into some prayer. I ain't talking about the little me prayers. I'm talking about some breakthrough prayer. You don't get in that. You don't turn down your plate and you don't do none of that stuff, honey. You ain't really getting down the road like you need to get. And when the devil throws something your way, he will slap you in the face so hard. He will slap you down. Amen. But if you where you should be at in God, you will slap some things down. You'll slap down what he bringing against you. Because the weapon of your warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through God to pulling down the stronghold. The Bible says the weapons of your warfare, you don't fight the devil with quiz stop and this and that. You fight the devil with prayer and reading the word. You do not fight. You have not have no strength to fight the devil. It's all you do is on your phone all week long. All on your phone. Amen. With all kind of conversations. Amen. On your phone. That's all you do. You don't spend no time with the Lord. You don't spend no time in your word and everything. You are not going to have nothing to slap the devil down when he comes something to bring it up on your doorstep. Amen. It's just the truth. That's the way it is. And you ain't going to get it all in one service and come and slap it down on one service. You ain't been doing nothing all week. That's why you got services sometimes the way they are. You, amen. Amen. There may be a little high zone here, a little low zone there. It depends on where people's minds at. Amen. When the Spirit of God is, amen, the same the place where everybody, amen, the service going up, amen, and smoke and anointing. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. God's grace is sufficient for me. Amen. You got to know that. You really got to see that and know that after so long, you got to look at some circumstances in your life and got to look and see it's by the grace of God that I'm still standing. Amen. Can anybody know that today? It's by the grace of God that I have come this far. Amen. It's by the grace of God that I'm still saved. Yeah. Amen. And that's a good one for today. It's by the grace of God that I am still saved. Amen. Somebody need to tell yourself, point to yourself and say, it's by the grace of God that I'm still saved. You have to know that. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Amen. And it's going to be that grace of God is going to take you on. Amen. Amen. So don't worry about your situation. I have to talk to myself too. Amen. Don't worry about your situations, your trials and your tests. Amen. Things that you cannot do anything about. Things that you cannot change. Amen. Let's keep this talk. Let's know that if I talk to God about it, God hasn't changed it. He's going to give me the grace to go through it. Until he changes it, I'm going to what? Praise. Amen. I'm going to praise. Because when you pray, your praises, you might feel like they're doing no good, but their praises are a weapon. That's prayer alone. That's a weapon too, but praises are a weapon too. Because your praises confuses your enemy. Your praises confuses the devil. Because he look at you and say, you should be in a, he wants you to be buried down with your head in the ground. And he look at you and still, he's like confused. You confused him. And not only you confuse him, you confuse people too. You'd be surprised other people ready for you to fall over in the ditch. Somebody give God a praise. Thank And they keep watching too long, they be over in the ditch for you will. Somebody give God the praise. While they looking over there, the devil been to kick them over in the ditch. They be over in the ditch. Hallelujah. And you've been giving God a praise. Somebody give God a praise. Oh, amen. You don't think everybody around you thinking they for you. You crazy if you think everybody for you. Oh, they like me over here. They like me over there. Bible said, woe be unto you when everybody speak well of you. Everybody speaking well of you. Maybe you are doing some things they're doing. You're on the same page. Because I'm going to tell you, when you live right, all that live godly going to suffer some type of persecution. The devil don't like you when you live right. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I ain't saying you got to go around and create enemies. Amen. You would have them. You don't have to create them. You would have them. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. You have people that respect you, but you have some enemies too. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you're living right. But that's all right, because when somebody needs some help, you're going to be the first one they run to because you are different. Hallelujah. They see God's presence upon your life. Hallelujah. Some of these places will go under. Some of them will go under and fold up. Amen. And God moves his people out. We're lights shining in the midst of darkness. Somebody give God a praise. God takes you out of your, amen, your family, amen. Some of your families go straight to hell. Glory to God. The ones that don't want to serve God, they ought to be glad, and everybody's calling on the name of the Lord in their family. You got people that are serving God. You ought to be happy that people in your family serving God. Because if it don't be for them, you wouldn't even make it. You go straight to hell. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. I thank God for my parents. They're not here today, but I thank God for they walk with the Lord. That's why I'm saved today. Right. It's good you got somebody walking with the Lord. Right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Said, my grace is sufficient for thee. In other words, they say, God give us grace to endure. To endure means to bear. God's giving me grace to bear. To bear what? Whatever I have to bear. Whatever I have to put up with. There's some things in life you have to, you find you feel like, say, I got to tolerate this. I got to put up with this. I got to hold on until my change come. But God don't want us looking in a negative way and say, oh, I'm, you know, just, you know, sighing about everything. You know, I hate this and I hate that. God don't want us walking around with attitude like that. But there's some things that you find yourself have to put up with and tolerate with. This is you holding on and want to see what God's going to do with it. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. To endure means to bear, to handle, to put up with, to hold out. Amen. The Lord give us the grace. Amen. I can look at my life and I can see a lot of grace. What about you? I can see a lot of grace from when I got saved all the way up to my life now that I wouldn't be even here now. I walk back. Not just by faith on, but God gave me grace. He gave me grace because I could have lost my mind sometimes in my life. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Being in a relationship, sometimes you can lose your mind. Amen. Somebody walk out your life. Somebody you can lose everything. Amen. Glory to God. God gave me grace. Amen. God gave me grace. Amen. When the devil came against me at different times in my life. Amen. When people come up against you. Amen. You could have lose it. God gave you grace that you're still walking with God. God gave me grace to keep walking with him. Amen. God gave me grace when it felt like it was too hard to walk with him. There's times in your life it would feel like it's too hard to walk with God. And God give you grace. Amen. If you really being saved. You really be saved. You really saved. Thank you, Jesus. You really got in your heart, I really want to be saved. God going to make every possible way for you to be saved. Now, if you really don't want to be saved, it's a lot of people around here just don't, they don't want to be saved. They lie. They have people so, I hate a bunch of excuses. God's not looking for excuses. Amen. We need to stop making excuses. Stop making excuses for other people too. Amen. God does not want us to make excuses why we're not saved. Make excuses why we don't go to church. Make excuses. Amen. God wants us, amen, to see how serious it is to walk with him. Amen. Amen. We have the devil can put many excuses before you. Why? You don't want to be saved. Why you don't want to? Why, God, I don't want to be saved. This person over here did me wrong. This person over here don't do me right. You know, I don't want to be saved because there's a bunch of hypocrites in church. I don't want to be saved. It is an excuse. But when you really want to be saved, the Bible said there will be no man can pluck you out of God's hand. Amen. So your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, nobody can take you out of the will of God if you really want to be saved. Amen? Amen. What they say, angels watching over me day and night.
Yes, Lord. Thank God.
Keeping me from the seen and unseen danger. When you laid your head down last night, when I laid my head down last night, amen, you was out into another world when you're asleep.
Amen.
You don't even have to even woke, you didn't have to wake up to see another day. Somebody could have robbed you, broken your house, killed you, anything. But the angels of the Lord encamped about us. Amen. Amen. God's given us grace and favor. God will give you favor too. Grace means his undivided, his unmerited favor. That means things that you really didn't deserve, things I really didn't deserve. But God gave you favor. Amen. And grace is also enablement power, giving you power and ability to do things that you couldn't do on your own. Grace. God have graced you and graced me. You can look at your life. Just like I just said, look at my life. Had grace to go through a lot of stuff. Some of you could write a book. You can write stories after stories. Because you know if it had not been for the Lord who was up on your side, if the Lord wasn't going before you, ain't no way in the world you would have been able to come through the stuff that you come through. You would have lost your mind.
Yes,
and would not be here to tell the story.
Yes,
God's grace is sufficient for me. You have to point to yourself and say, God's grace is enough for me. When I think it's not, his grace is enough. That's what sufficient means, enough for me. Amen. God said, when you don't have enough, amen, strength, he said, I'll give you strength. Amen. And you can look at, and I can look at some circumstances in your life that you know that it had to been God for you to be able to still stand through all of that.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God said, Paul said, I would glory. He said, but I would rather glory. In other words, I would rather praise God in my weakness, in my frailtiness. When it looks like I'm going under, I'm going to give God the praise. You ever see a person praising God yet going under? Their hand is up there. God going to grab their hand and pull them up out.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
We need to praise God more. Praise God till it hurt. Praise God till the tears fall down. Praise God when you don't understand. Praise the Lord when you feel confused. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. You praise everything else. Get your music on. Not that crazy music. Get some music that got some power in it. Amen. To take you up in a praise. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even sometimes I play music. I don't play a lot of this noise. I like to play things that edify. Amen. If somebody like me, I have to watch it. Just to turn it down a little bit because I don't want to hit my feet on the accelerator. Boom, boom, boom. You got to stir your own. I tell you, you got to, amen, amen. You got to encourage yourself.
Amen.
You know, even when I came over here, my son did everything so quickly. It took down. I got pictures on my phone where to have everything was disassembled before he put everything back. Amen. I came on here. He had a speaker on pulled to his phone. He's had this gospel music going on. Amen. Amen. You got to do what you got to do. Amen. Listen to something that's edifying.
Amen.
Even while you're working and everything.
Amen.
Amen. For God's grace, everything we've about done here, God's grace is sufficient for me. And that's what we have to tell ourselves. Amen. I have to say it to myself, and you have to say it to yourself, because you're not going to get that same response from people.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, you're not going to get that same response from people. You can tell people all day long all your troubles and stuff, like T.D. Jakes said one time. After a period of time, people are going to get tired of hearing you talking about that same trouble.
Amen.
Really. They don't mean no harm. After a while, you're going to lose them.
Uh-huh.
They're going to say themselves, I heard that story before.
Amen.
And you're going to get tired if you don't get tired before they get tired. Talking about the same thing.
Uh-huh.
But you'll talk about the same thing, but you got to see, come up with another story. Have God gave me a solution for that? Do I need to do something different to get a different? You do the same thing all the time, you're going to get the same results. You bring some changes about, you're going to get different results. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So God's grace is sufficient for us, His strength is made perfect in our weakness. And there's times you feel weak. You feel down.
Yes,
you feel discouraged.
Yes,
you feel like, I don't think I can make another step.
Yes,
but you got to listen to where all that come from. You got to look at it. Is it come from God or come from the devil? So you can shout a while. while you're in the house of God. You can praise till you blow the ceiling off. But what's going to make work best for you is when you behind closed door, when there's nobody there, you get that same praise out. Amen. You get that same praise out. Amen. And go through your house and give God the praise. Amen. Amen. Somebody just wave your hand to the Lord. Amen. I believe we're about done. Amen. God's grace. Some of you sitting here today, and I saw my standing here today. You don't have to look over to somebody else's problem or to look at your own. You got